Well, today I'm going to be looking at the Victorian women's movement and what were the origins of the movement and how the movement changed over time. And so we find from the late 1850s, for the first time, there is an organised women's movement that recognised that women suffered inequality and discrimination because of their sex. It started when a small group of women, including Barbara Lee Smith Beaudichon and Bessie Rayner Parks, launched a journal, The English Woman's Review, in 1858. Their main concerns at this time were extending educational provision for girls, which in itself was linked to the need to extend employment possibilities. They also lobbied to change the Married Women's Property Act. And what we need to ask is, why did this happen at this time? Well, some of the immediate reasons are easy to see. As Britain became a more urban and industrial society, the workplace and the home became more separate. A numerous wealthy middle class grew in strength, and a mark of their status was for men to be the breadwinner and to be able to support their wives and children in the home. This separation of spheres between the sexes was then thought to be natural and rooted in biology and social roles. Men were thought to be well suited to the public sphere of work and politics, so they were aggressive and competitive. Women, on the other hand, were thought to be suited to the domestic, family sphere, for they were by nature caring, nurturing and emotional, and were also expected to be the moral guardians of the family.